This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The cleanup from this morning's big water main break at Lincoln Center will take days, but service on the 1, 2, and 3 trains below is getting back to normal this afternoon. Our Kevin Rincon is there and joins us live. Kevin?
Well, Steve, it's about 12 hours since this water main break, and the water, as you can hear behind me, still being pumped out. Not clear what exactly the repair efforts are in terms of where they are at this point, but you could tell that this is still very much an active scene. The water that was here before, you could see the remnants, the dirt that it really dragged up just about everywhere. That's still out here all around for about 4 or 5 blocks from West 62nd, where I'm standing now. First responders, they're still out here in force. Seeing FDNY, Con Edison trucks parked in front of me, New York City Environmental Protection and NYC Water out here as well. At this point, as you mentioned, service restored on the 1, 2, and 3 trains. They're up and running with delays. At least that's what we were told at last check. Now, even though it doesn't look as bad now as it did earlier at the onset, it's had a lasting effect out here. A bunch of businesses that I've walked around and looked at are closed for the day. They have signs up on the door. They had to close because of the flooding. And because really a lot of these areas are still cordoned off to foot traffic, even not just traffic around here. I did see a car as well on the back of a flatbed truck here, which was damaged earlier from the flooding. So just kind of some remnants that are still here again, 12 hours after this water main break was reported. It's still going to be an active scene probably throughout the night as these repair efforts continue.
Thanks, Kevin. WCBS's Kevin Rincon at Lincoln Center. The shooters who killed 4 people in Jersey City last month were also planning an attack on Jews in Bayonne. Peter Haskell has the latest.
The killers wreaked havoc in Jersey City, but it looks like they were plotting future attacks. Greg Erie says an IED found in their van could have caused damage from 500 yards away. Erie heads the FBI in Newark.
I would describe it as a anti-personnel. There was shrapnel built into it, as we've seen with the pipe bomb type devices.
U.S. Attorney Craig Carpenito says Anderson and Graham had been planning for months. Before they went to the kosher market, they encountered and killed Jersey City Detective Joe Seals.
We believe that he threw Graham and Anderson off of the what we're piecing together now was likely a broader plan and probably led to saving dozens, if not more, lives.
Nobody else is believed to be involved in the scheme. In Newark, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The man accused of stabbing 5 people at a Hanukkah celebration in Muncie last month today pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges. Grafton Thomas told the judge he was on antipsychotic and antidepressant medication during the attack. His lawyer says Thomas has a long history of mental illness. Governor Cuomo will visit Puerto Rico tomorrow to see how New York State can help with the recovery from the recent earthquakes. Much of the island still without power and still feeling aftershocks. WCBS's Sophia Hall says the town of Hempstead is collecting supplies.
Standing next to dozens of bottles of water, Town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin is asking Long Islanders to take the time and donate supplies to those affected by the earthquakes in Puerto Rico.
Here in the town of Hempstead, we're saying we're here to help. We are joining together as a unified town board, and we are starting the ability now for people to bring supplies that are going to be transported down to Puerto Rico for those in need.
These are some of the items that are needed: water, cleaning supplies, diapers, baby food, baby formula, garbage bags, and pillows.
There are 1 million Puerto Ricans who live in New York, and we want to help. Well, we're going to give people the ability.
The items can be dropped off here at Hempstead Town Hall, along with Echo Park in West Hempstead, the Tax Receiver's Office, and Old Town Hall in Hempstead through January 31st. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center, our WCBS Exergen forecast with meteorologist Bob Larson. Pretty quiet tonight, Bob?
A quiet night. We'd seen some drizzle earlier, Michael. Much of that has ended. It has left behind a lot of dampness, which is translating into fog. That's probably the big weather issue tonight. Not much of a drop in temperature, low 40, and mostly cloudy tomorrow. Could again be some afternoon drizzle, a couple of showers at a high of 48 degrees. Milder and partly sunny on Wednesday, high 54. Temperatures now range from 36 in Highland to 46 in Long Beach. It's 45 at Midtown, the low tonight of 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.